Where is she? I look at the oven clock for the millionth time in 5 minutes. 2:28. I am defending my thesis in exactly 47 minutes. My entire academic career is about to culminate without me as a panel of professors interrogates an empty chair about child development. Don't shout. Grayer looks up, his eyebrows scrunched. I'm sorry, Grove. Will you excuse me for a second? Are you gonna pee? Yes. Don't forget your milk. I leave him finishing his melon and walk into the maid's bathroom, turn on the faucet, shut the door, flush the toilet, and scream into a hand towel. Fuck! My voice is absorbed by the terry cloth. Where the fuck is she? Fucking fuck! I sit down on the bathroom floor, tears starting to well at the corners of my eyes. Fuck! I take a deep breath, slap my cheeks a little, dry my eyes, and try to compose myself for Grover. I walk back into the kitchen to find Mrs. X standing over him. Nanny, I'd appreciate it if you didn't leave Grayer unattended with silverware. I look down at the spoon on his Linnaeus placemat. I'm sorry. My, you're dressed up. She picks a piece of melon off Grayer's plate. Thanks, actually, it's for my thesis defense, which starts in 35 minutes. I head for the door. Oh, right, I thought there was something. She saunters over to put her alligator Kelly bag on the counter. I made it to the bank this morning. Let's sit down in my office and go over the list you gave me. She pulls an envelope out. Great, thanks, but I really better run, I say over my shoulder. She stands with one hand on her hip. I thought this had to be done today. Well, if I don't go, I'll be late, I call back from the front hall where I left my notes. She sighs loudly, bringing me back into the kitchen. Be smart, Nanny, Grayer cranes his head from his booster seat. You'll be smart. Thanks, Grove. I'm extremely busy, and right now is the only convenient time for me to do this. I don't know when I'll be able to sit down with you again, Nanny. I went all the way to the bank. Great. No, let's do it. Thank you. I pull out of my stack of papers a typed, revised list of all the hours I worked in the last 5 weeks. So, as you can see, it averages between 400 and 500 a week. She looks down at the paper for a few moments while I shift my weight from foot to foot. This is higher than we originally discussed. Well, the original list I gave you was 2 weeks ago, and I've accrued over 60 hours since then. She sighs and starts counting out 20s and 50s, slowly sliding them back and forth between her fingers to ensure that none of the bills are stuck together. She hands them over, Hermes Limoges bangles clanking together. It sure is a lot of money. I smile back at her. Well, it adds up over 5 weeks. I turn on my heels, brushing Grayer's head as I pass him. Have a great afternoon, guys. The evening of my graduation party is so warm that Grandma was able to set up the food outside where my friends mingle with my parents' friends around the candlelit tables. That guy over there wants to pay me to sculpt my elbows, my friend Sarah says, coming over with 2 plates of cake and handing one to my mother. Yeah, sure, it starts with the elbows, Dad warns her. Darling, Grandma arrives from the dance floor. Did you get some cake? Yes, Gran, I say. You. My grandmother snaps her fingers at my reclining dad. Get out there and give your wife a twirl. Mom stands, extending her hand in Dad's direction. They shuffle off and step to the music. How are my darlings? Grandma asks. Has everyone had enough to eat and drink? The party is divine, Francis, Sarah thanks her. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to make sure our friend Joshua isn't off losing his paella. She disappears onto the dance floor. I lean back to look up at the stars. It's strange to actually be finished with school. Life is school, darling, Grandma corrects me, taking a forkful of Dad's unfinished cake. Oh, my God, I yell, getting to my feet. I forgot to check my messages. Nan? Wait, it'll only take me 2 minutes. I just have to call my machine and find out what time they're picking me up for the ferry tomorrow. I'll be right back. I go into Grandma's bedroom to use the salmon pink princess phone on the night table, moving aside a few of her needlepoint pillows to sit on the sateen bedspread. As I punch the answering machine code into the keypad, the soft light of the room reminds me of sleepovers from my childhood when she would leave the lamps on until I fell asleep. Mrs. X's voice comes through like ice cubes dropped down the back of my dress. Oh, Nanny, good news. Our friends the Horners are flying up tomorrow at 9 and have graciously offered to let you come along, so you'll be in Nantucket by 9:30 in the morning. Now, Nanny, these are very dear friends of ours, so I'm counting on you to be timely about this. Plan to meet them at the Westchester County Airport in the private plane departure area. You'll need to take the 7:15 Metro North train to Rye and a taxi or something to get out to the airport. They have three girls, so they should be easy to spot. Now, they're doing this as a favor, so you really can't be late. See you tomorrow. Beep. Nanny. I'm having trouble placing the voice at first. As per my letter of instructions, I'll be arriving at the apartment tomorrow. I trust you had no trouble finding the foie gras. Have a great time in Nantucket, and please say hello to Grayer for me.